This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swung a bash to left field deep. Pham going back, looking up. He will watch it fly. And a miraculous comeback by the A's in the ninth is capped by Matt Chapman's three-run home run. And the A's have won the game. And the final is 5-4.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Chris Townsend with you here on the A's Clubhouse Show and Ken Korak. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Well, the reality, Ken, these guys can really swing it. And they're an impressive lineup, and that's even without Bregman.
They can rake, there's no doubt. There's a reason they lead everybody in hitting and also runs scored in baseball, Chris. And the A's found out again tonight. The A's have just been unable to hold them in check this season, and we saw it again. And frustrating, though, when you do some damage early. They had a great game plan against Framber Valdez, Chris, and jumped on him early. And you get six runs in the first two innings. You're thinking that's a game you should win. But like you said, they're relentless, and Yordan Alvarez had a really big game.
And both pitches that he hit, I mean, if you go to MLB.com, they're pretty much down Broadway, and you just can't live in the strike zone with a guy that big and that strong.
And especially if you can go the other way. If you're a big power hitter and you can hit the ball the other way, it's 93 kind of toward the inner half and down that he hit over the Crawford boxes for his second home run, and it's like 325 where he hit it out, and you could make a really good living as a lefty power hitter if you can go the other way in Houston.
Oh, and the one he hit to center field was an absolute bomb.
Yeah, we used to compare him to McCovey when he first came out because we hadn't seen him before, and number 44 on his back. And a lot of people compare him to Chili Davis, and I think that's a pretty appropriate comparison as well.
I would say he looks – I mean, obviously, I didn't watch a whole lot of Willie McCovey, but the highlights that I do see, yeah, I think the comparison to Chili is better than Willie McCovey.
I think it is too now. In hindsight, I think it is, yeah. Either way, he's pretty impressive, man.
And the thing is, for the most part, yeah. These guys young, but Altuve's young, Correa's young, Bregman's young, Tucker's young. I mean, his lineup, I mean, they've got a lot of guys, and they're not old guys.
Which knocked him out of last year except for two games. And now, in a situation where Brantley's been dinged up, they could play Alvarez in left field. I think it's really helpful. Shallow out there, you don't have to cover a whole lot of ground. You don't have to be a gazelle to play left field in Houston. Unless the ball is hit to left center, but they favor the line. They don't play toward the line. They play their left field or far toward left center to cover all the ground out there. So I think they protect him pretty well in the outfield by playing him in left.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a power hitter who's got 16 home runs, and he's hitting .308. I mean, you look at their batting average compared to everybody else in baseball. And I know, once again, I'm old man River talking about batting average. But there is a reason why these guys have scored way more runs than anybody else. Their batting average, they don't have the most home runs, but they hit, and they hit with runners on. And, one of the great ones tonight was Brantley's only hit, where he pulled his hands in and pulled the ball. Like, no matter where you pitch Brantley, that he's going to go to left field, he can go to right field. He has such control with the bat.
And batting average is really important. I don't care what anybody says, because you put the ball in play, you make things happen, and it really helps your ball club. So I'm a proponent of that stat being meaningful. And seven guys who can hit, it takes pressure off everybody. And so it becomes almost a self-fulfilling thing where the more guys you have who can hit, then it makes it a lot easier for a guy like Alvarez, who's still kind of a young hitter, Chris, in the middle of that lineup. You can't pitch around him right now because you've got Correa on deck, and Correa's hitting .344 for his last 41 games.
Well, I'll tell you what, after watching that game tonight, it makes you think, definitely the A's need to get some velocity for their bullpen.
They need help in the bullpen. There is no question about it, because the A's have – Bassett had a tough game today, but that was an aberration. They've gotten really good starting pitching. Their starters were really good over the weekend against the Red Sox, and they lost 2 out of 3 because they didn't hit a whole lot except for Saturday. So, you know, you want to make this a meaningful year for the A's. And one reason for that, Chris, is they have the starting pitching, I think, to sustain them in the second half. If they can kind of pick up, I mean, today, even though they didn't hit in the second half of the game, they had a good offensive game today, Chris, and they've got to get some help in the bullpen. They really do. It's a weakness right now. You would think that David Force and Billy, I mean, we're not saying anything that anybody else doesn't know. So I would think that's going to be an area they'll address.
And I think you got to give credit to Valdez, because if he was a boxer, I mean, first two rounds, he's getting hammered. He got knocked down. They're ready to stop the fight. His camp's ready to throw in the towel. And somehow, some way, he ended up staying in there at least through five to give them just a little bit of length.
Because then they could go Abreu for two and Stanek and then Presley, which really sets it up the way they like it. I still think, and I mentioned a couple times on the broadcast, that the game might have been different, Chris, if the A's had taken advantage of the first and second with nobody out in the fifth. I think that really broke their backs tonight. They had first and second, nobody out, first and third, and one out, didn't score. And then you can really sense a change in momentum when that happens, Chris, when one team fails to capitalize. Then the Astros came right back in the bottom of the fifth. Alvarez ties the game with a home run, and that really took things, kind of really changed the whole direction the game was going at that point.
Now, I've been to Houston, but that was for the NFL. I've never been to their ballpark. It looks like a nice ballpark, but I just think those Crawford boxes are silly.
It's contrived. It is. No, I guess because of the space, there's the Crawford, the street goes goes out beyond left field there, and then they fit it into that area. But it does seem a little contrived to me. It's a little too short for me. I enjoy doing games there because it's all about us and the broadcast booth. It's a great location. It's a very busy place, though. There's a lot going on. It's like walking into a mall out there. But, you know, from our point of view, which is all that matters, right? We have a really good view, and it's a good booth. It's a good place to do a game.
I always love that. Who cares for the fans? For us broadcasters.
No, that's all we care about. And the other thing that's even better is that the food room is literally two steps away. You walk out the back door of the broadcast booth, and you take a step across the hall, and that's where the dining room is. And it's one of the better dining rooms in the American League, so... You know, that's another thing from our perspective, right, that we care about deeply.
Well, I bet they serve some pretty good barbecue.
They get after it there, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of calories. It's not necessarily the most balanced meal, but they get after it, that's for sure.
All right, buddy. Be well. Be safe. Have a good ride home. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. Hit them straight.
The great Ken Korak, 833-625-2278. I mean, you just can't say it enough. I mean, you can just look at the box score. Tells you everything you need to know. These guys make a lot of quality, hard contact. They put so much pressure on you. Once again, Bregman's not even in the lineup. There's no other lineup like theirs. Like, who's... I'll go look it up, but I think it's like the Dodgers, like the next closest team in batting average. I mean, no one's even sniffing them in runs scored. You know, if they're able to get some extra pitching, I don't think Verlander's going to come back. Maybe he does. I don't know. But if they maybe get another starter and get some more bullpen help, because if we're rumored about Craig Kimbrel, so are they. You get a guy like that, Houston might be unstoppable. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Bitter Bill, you got trades for me?
Yes, I got trades for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go get Nelson Cruz and Rogers from the Twins. Trade them Puck. And then go get Andrew Benintendi from the Royals and trade him Lizardo. And then go get Daniel Hudson. You got to do it now.
You actually think someone would take you actually think someone would take Puck right now?
Well, why not?
Because he can't stay healthy. I mean, what's his value?
Yeah, Cruz is not going to be there next year.
No, I don't think you got to give up much. I mean, if they think they're done. And you can flip him. I don't think you have to give a top prospect. I believe he just turned 41.
Yeah, but he's hitting 300. He can hit with runners in scoring position.
I've been saying I want the guy. Let me see. How old is he? I think his birthday's. He's now 41. He's a July baby. It was July 1st. He's 41 years old.
Yeah. And he's still doing good. But we need some bullpen because it's disappointing us again. Runners in scoring position again. Once again. And look, remember I said last time I called you, the A's need to be more aggressive. The first two innings, they were aggressive. What they do after that, they weren't. They tried to work the pitcher.
You know, it's so funny you bring that up because, sometimes you can go out and ambush people, kind of what the A's did right out of the bat. But then later in the game, I've got my producer Cody texting me about how, see how Houston works the count? Working the count these days, if guys are up there pumping strikes, I mean, it's like how many times are we going to watch Seth Brown go up there and be 0-1, 0-2, see you later, three pitches? What count are you working?
Derek Barton reminds me of Derek Barton, strike one, strike two. And then all of a sudden, now you're a 130 hitter after that.
Yeah, it's these guys. I mean, all you got to do is look at what their numbers are, and you look at what the A's numbers are. Wait, really, nobody's lineup right now. The way their lineup is constructed and the way they're playing, no one else in the game right now sniffs them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's just. I'm going to go to it right now. I'm going to head over to the stats, and these stats will not be updated. But last time I checked them, I mean, there's nobody. I mean, nobody. No one's even close to them in runs scored. I mean, this is what you would call a juggernaut. I mean, it's just a reality. I hate to say it, but I just, and once you get into postseason, it's anybody's game. But, man, going up against these guys – you better bring your big boy pads because they're bringing it.
Yes. And Craig Kimball, he'll probably go. I mean, Chicago's lost like 12 in a row or something.
11 in a row.
Are they losing tonight? And they're getting pounded every time they go out there. You know, Craig Kimball's going to go to Houston.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they'll probably get a starter too.
All right, so Houston right now going into today, right, through 85 games. They're hitting 273, which is the highest in baseball. Next closest is the Blue Jays at 265. Their OPS is 794. And when it, you know, the name of the game is score runs, and they've scored going into today 474 runs. You throw on nine more to that total. I mean, the next closest team is the Boston Red Sox at 440. So there's not even a team within 40 runs of them. That's how good these guys have been.
What's the average of runners in scoring position?
I don't have that in front of me, but I can look at it. Yeah. Thank you, Bitter.
I'll be guaranteed. All right, thank you.
It's always fun starting out with Bitter Bill. Let's go to Coach. Coach, you're on the A's Clubhouse show.
Downey, yeah, I don't have any better news, though, than Bitter Bill. I mean, it wasn't a very good game. Hey, question on Alvarez. That I don't know if you remember the second series we had in the season after we got killed by Houston at home and went down there, won 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
When won 2 out of 3 down there, we kept throwing him fastballs on the outside corner, and he never did anything. And today we were bringing the ball in, and boy, he took it deep that first inning killed us when he hit that home run. That just turned the momentum around. So what do you think? Why weren't we sticking to the outside? The same thing, that home run he hit the left field. That was right down the middle.
Oh, yeah. I went back and checked MLB.com, both those home runs. It's pretty much right in the middle of the box that they show you. One of them was just a tad bit down, but it was still down the middle. I mean, a guy like that is going to crush it. And then if you have the ability to go the other way into those Crawford boxes and you can take advantage of that, he's just got to flip the bat out there and get the bat head, and the ball is going to go. So that's location, 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 and Chris Bassett didn't have his best stuff today.
He didn't have it. It made us look really bad. It makes it look like it'd be hard to beat them in a series unless we really – you know, step it up. It's still a mano-a-mano game, and someone's got to step it up, and you're hoping to be Bassett. You know, Caprillion's been looked really good in big games. It sure would have been nice to give him 6 runs the other day. Nice to give him 2 runs.
Yeah, well, the A's continue to struggle against teams that are not .500.
So, yeah, and Houston does too sometimes. They kind of get all fired up for good teams, and then they kind of slack off against some of the others. So we'd have a chance. Let me ask you about an old baseball truism that I always seem to be reminded of when I see Seth Brown, because he's always taking pitches all the time. Today he took the first two, you know, curveballs for strikes, just like the other day. I don't know what he's looking for half the time. And then the other day, he was 3-1 and took a fastball and a fastball right down the middle. Strike two, strike three, didn't swing. So when I was playing baseball 50 years ago, it was, if you're going to throw a 3-1, you throw a 3-2. Is that still the way it is? Because that's what they did to him. They threw a 3-1, they threw a 3-2.
Well, I don't know what you're waiting around for, right? I mean, look at Altuve got up there and he saw a pitch right out of the bat and whacked, hit it right past Elvis. I mean, I hate when people, you can't swing here, can't swing there. If I get a fastball that I can drive, I'm not waiting around. I mean, that's what you think. I want to wait around for the guy's best breaking pitches?
Yeah.
I'm not waiting around for that. I got here because I can hit a fastball. If I get a fastball that I can hit and I can drive, I'm going right after it. I'm telling you, they're showing the stats that pitchers are throwing strikes with velocity at an all-time high. Now, things might change a little bit without them being able to use all the glue and the spider tack and all of that, but until I see that data, I'm sticking with, hey, man, these guys are coming right after you, and you're not going to get into a lot of 2-1, 3-1 counts. They're coming after you with strikes. You better be ready to grip it and rip it.
That's a good point. And then,
I mean, Alvarez's first home run, did he wait around? He got a pitch he could drive, and he hit it out to a little bit of left center. He wasn't waiting around. Altuve wasn't waiting around. If you're going to give me something I can drive right out of the gate, let's go.
No, I wish we hadn't given him anything to hit. It might have been a different game if we kept it 3-0. You know, after that, you know, we have a good start, and then boom, 3-2 right off the bat. And then, I don't know, we squandered some scoring opportunities. You know, and then last thing I wanted to bring up, the A's have a lot of fly ball pitchers. So I was checking the last 2 years of data. We get more fly ball outs than any team in baseball. Both this year and last year. So we don't really have ground ball pitchers. And it's probably how we can use Jed out there so much, because he's a pretty sure-handed guy. But, boy, when they start hitting the ball, it sure makes him look old sometimes, you know. So I don't know if you're going to face teams that – Houston's tough because that little tiny ballpark, if they hit it in the air, it's going out. You have all your fly ball pitches. It's easy to go out. And then if they hit it on the ground and you don't have your quicker guys out there, that makes it kind of difficult. So.
Well, you got a hope that everything is going to center, even though Alvarez went yard to center. But you got a hope to keep them in the middle of the ballpark, because down the lines, you know, right center is an easy poke, left field is a joke. So you got to keep the ball from left center to right. I mean, that's what you need to do. You need to keep them in the middle of the park.
That's a good point. Yeah, but they can just flip it over.
Bregman wasn't in the lineup today. I mean, think about that. That's how scary these guys are.
They're pretty tough. Their first six are really, really, really good. You know, and when their other guys are hurting you too, then that's trouble. But their top six are about as good as you come.
And that's
play your best.
And I think that's what frustrates so many people. Like, you didn't need to cheat. You guys have so much offensive talent. You didn't need to screw up the integrity of the game. I mean, think about what they caused. And not saying other teams weren't doing it either, but now it's like ridiculous. Everybody's a code cracker, and that is not reality. Thank you for the phone call, Coach. The reality is not every player can steal signs. Doesn't work for everybody. Not everybody's an FBI agent, all right? Not everybody's a coder and a hacker. A lot of these guys, they could give a damn when they're on second base. Some guys are smart, but now with all these cards and cross-ups and all that kind of stuff, the number is 833-625-2278. Your phone calls are next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show. If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's battleaxeandtracks.com. Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Let's go to Mike in Fresno. Mike, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is probably more of a therapy session than it is an A's fan. I've been an A's fan, 50 years, and I'm in my mid-50s right now. You know, the issue with the A's, there's just a thin lineup. You know, the Seth Browns, the Sky Bolts, they would not be on any other contending team in baseball if they weren't playing for the A's. We don't have anybody who can play behind Olsen and Chapman. Teams are going to pitch around them. They know nobody else on the team is of solid quality, and same with our bullpen. A lot of those guys in the bullpen would not be playing on a contending team or have a serious role if they weren't playing for the A's. Ownership just does not want to put money into a team to contend on a regular basis. It's frustrating. It's ugly. And, you know, I don't know how much more I can take, because we got some good foundation of ball players, but there's nobody else around them. I mean, Mitch Moreland, that's our DH. I mean, seriously. You know, it's never going to turn around until we get either new ownership or the owner now, who probably doesn't pay much in taxes because he's a billionaire. Nothing's going to change. And that's the frustrating part, is we don't have the players on our Major League roster that are serviceable, solid Major League ball players on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I mean, for you to say they're not contending, they've been to the playoffs three straight years. So it's hard to say they haven't been contending.
But who did we lose after? We lose somebody big every year after we contend. We lose Simeon. We lose our closer. And then everything's in shambles after that. You know, we had it going last year, and I really thought if they signed those two players.
I mean, let's be honest. They're in second place at 49 and 38. That's not
right.
And I'm not trying to discredit anything you're saying. Shambles is the Chicago Cubs, who have lost 11 in a row. Let's have some perspective here. And for some reason, everybody thinks the A's don't spend money. They're spending like $83 to $85 million on payroll.
That's not that in Major League Baseball. That's not going to get you a contending team that's going to take you deep.
Yeah, but you know what? You guys can call up and talk payroll, but we got 4,000 going to games. They had what, 26,000 a night? We're having 4,000.
Let's be honest.
I mean, seriously.
Well, again, we just don't have the depth. I mean, something's got to change. You know, owners, hopefully I would think they maybe invest
And you know what? Most teams don't. You know what they're talking about with the New York Yankees, who are spending over $200 million, is how they're not athletic enough to compete. And they're spending how much? $200-something million? And they're just 42
Maybe
and 41.
I just so enjoyed the Haas family and what they did with the Oakland A's at that time that they would, you know, do whatever they needed to do.
You know, whenever I hear that, I go, I understand, but the game was a lot different then.
Sure.
Like the top. It's
very frustrating.
The top. And by the way, when the dad died, they couldn't wait to get out of baseball.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When the highest paid player back in those days was $4 million a year, what are the highest paid players now? We got pitchers who pitch in the 6th and the 7th inning making over $4 million a year. The game and the finances are far different than what it used to be.
We're still really thin. We just don't have the talent outside of those two cornerstones on the hot corners that are going to really take us anywhere. In the past, we'd have five or six, like Houston, you guys just said on the last caller. Houston, their first six batters are dangerous hitters, and those are mostly all homegrown players who are getting paid. We have two. You know, we just don't have anybody to support.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know who's pulling his weight, and I don't think we give enough credit? Elvis. Elvis is really, he's been hot. He's been great defensively. I mean, he's not going to be a big power guy, but he's been getting a lot of hits. Elvis has turned it around.
He's not going to carry a team in a slump, you know, like a Miguel Tejada might have, or you know, somebody like that in the past. A Simeon has the last couple of years when other guys got a little cold. Simeon was there, you know, cranking out the hits and really helping us win ball games. We don't have that anymore, at least not right now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, I'll just go through it. Laureano's hitting .238. Elvis is hitting .234. Once again, he's been hitting well over .300 for a time period now. Olsen has dropped all the way to .283 after being above .300. Matt Chapman's still hitting .230. Folks, we're in July. He's hitting .230. Chad Pinder, remember we were like, oh, man, I can't wait for Chad Pinder to come back. Chad Pinder's hitting .214. Seth Brown's hitting .190. Sean Murphy, and I know it's all about catching, but he's hitting .221. Piscotty's back, but he's hitting .221. Frank the Tank has had his moments. He's already down to .200. I mean, it's just the way the team is built, but it's just not the A's. It's all over baseball. And what you're seeing right now is the exact opposite of who the A's are and who a lot of teams are. You're looking at a team that makes a lot of contact. They make a lot of hard contact. And it translates into a lot of runs scored. I don't think there's a lineup like theirs in baseball when you put Bregman back in there. Probably the next closest when you start talking top to bottom. Because Maldonado, I mean, he He's a guy that's there for defense. He's batting .177, but they don't care. I mean, you take Bregman and put him back in here with all these other guys, that's an incredible lineup. But then again, some of these guys make big cash. Altuve's a big cash guy. Bregman's making a lot of money. And they got to figure out what they're going to do with Correa. Is he going to be back? What kind of money are they going to spend? All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Oh, I love these shows. They're so much fun. Let's go to Robert in Portland. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, Chris, I want to bring up something that's not the end of the world. You know, I just think Houston's going to get way ahead of them, and that's okay. You know, like you well prepared us. They just got too much. But if they get so far ahead those last 2 weeks of the season, when we play them six games, including the final three in Houston, you know, they're going to be already clinched, probably even be the top seed. That may help the A's finishing maybe in a tie with Tampa Bay for the fifth spot. And because we won the season series with Tampa Bay, there's a chance that we may make the, you know, the wild card as a fifth seed. I know that's not a lot to jump up and down about, but based on, you know, what may happen on the 20th of this month, we'd at least be able to have something to root, you know, root for. I just think they're only going to win about 10 or 11 games this month, and then they're going to come on strong maybe in August with 16 again, and then they'll have a chance to maybe win 18 games in September if Houston just basically goes through the motions against us. I'm not saying they will, but they, you know, the pressure will be on us to keep up with whoever's hanging in there, the Toronto, the Yankees, the Rays, the Clevelands, you know, to see who finishes in the fourth and fifth positions. And I got a feeling it's going to be maybe Toronto, because Toronto, they say, is going to go get some pitching. And I think if we go get Berrios and Cruz, who are rumored to be going to Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay is willing to give the Twins four top star-studded prospects. I mean, that's the rumor. But I think, you know, I think we need to go get Cruz, and we need to get, you know, maybe not Berrios, but we can get Rogers and, you know, give up something that, you know, they may want in Minnesota. Otherwise, if Tampa Bay gets Cruz, like they're saying, and they get Berrios, you know, it's going to be Katie by the door. We're just going to finish too far, you know, a little bit too far out of it, just based on what everything you're talking about and the capability of this team, based on who we can get or who we can pay. It's just been the case, and there's no sense talking about that. I mean, that's just been the case.
Robert, we're in July. You can't crown anybody yet. We got a long way to go.
Well, no, I agree, but you're pointing out everything that we already can see. So you're confident.
But remember, they just got swept at home against the Orioles. You don't think they were panicking when they got swept by the – they play up and down to competition,
I think you're right about that, but I don't think – they get up for the A's, and we have trouble with them because of that lineup you've been talking about forever. I mean, they just got more money, and they got the kind of professional hitters that, you know, are very, very scarce in today's baseball. They're hard to get, those guys.
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
And bat so high. I mean, those guys are very expensive. Cruz is one of them, and I hope you're right that we eventually get him. But right now the Rays are kind of like wanting to get that guy because you don't have to pay him but for one season. But do you at least agree that if the Astros get far ahead, that those final six games may mean a lot more to the A's than the Astros at that point in the season?
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah. I mean, if they run away and hide, you know, then it's wild card or bust. Let's go to Mike in Daly City. Mike, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Process a little bit for the All-Star selection. But one problem with the last caller, if that actually happens and we win the wild card, we go to Houston. That's our next series, you know. So I'm not sure if all you want to do is win a wild card game every year. That's great, but I'd rather win the division. Anyway, on the All-Star process, I just get kind of confused every year. They keep tweaking it and changing it, and I don't know why they can't just fill out the roster and at the end, you know, add a player or two to make sure every team is represented. And whatever comes out of that, don't kick off some legitimate person, you know, like, say, a backup second baseman or a backup third baseman or whatever, just because somebody had to be selected from some other team. So this is how I would do it. I would first get the starters, like they always do, and then have the manager select the backup at each position, three outfielders and one at all the other positions, and do that first. And then go through the league and see which team has not been had a player selected yet, and you take those players, and right now I'm just doing hitters. And once that's done, you have a set number of hitters. Whichever team has the most hitters, national or American at that point, the other team gets to select more hitters to even that number out. And then you do the same thing with pitchers. You know, you take, like, the top five starters, the top five relievers, and then you go around the league and see if there's teams that aren't represented that have, say, a great reliever or something, and do the same thing. You know, when the American League's done, the National League's done, if somebody has one or two more pitchers, the other team gets to add that to even that out. So you at least get a real backup at every position, and who cares if there's 32 or 34 people on the team? As long as there's not, like, 50, you know, who's going to care?
You've really thought about this.
Well, it's because of this. Everyone has to have a representative, and generally when you have a rule like that anywhere in life, forget sports, that's what you do first. You know, you have to do it, so you do it first. Then you fill in the gaps later. That's just the way I came up with it.
All right. If you need more players to make sure that really true, I've always liked that every city will have somebody. It makes everybody want to watch it. But then I understand what you're saying. Like, what does it matter what the roster size is as long as we make sure the legit players, like somebody like a Chris Bassett, doesn't get left off?
Well, or you know, Brandon, the Giants shortstop, Crawford. You know, they were talking about Baez beating him out potentially. You know, and obviously, you know, the shortstops from San Diego and maybe the Dodgers, that National League is loaded with shortstops. So you take three or four shortstops if those are the best players available. But you don't shortchange the team by having, say, a great shortstop and then a backup shortstop who has to be chosen from some team that's not recommended, and then one of the best players in the league, you know, who's probably better than any second or third baseman, gets left off. It just doesn't make sense.
Appreciate the phone call. You be well.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I'm looking at payrolls right now. I mean, my God. The Dodgers payroll is almost $250 million. $250 million. You know why? Because their TV package is unbelievable. The Yankees are 500 and they're spending $200 million to be 500. I mean, wow! The amount of money these dudes are making, it's insane. I mean, we're talking, oh, there could be labor strife. What? Who wants labor strife when your payroll's $173 million? These guys want to get paid. I mean, the lowest payroll in baseball is Cleveland at almost $53 million. Number 29 is the Pirates at just over $55 million. The Orioles, almost $58 million. Marlins, $58 million. The Rays at almost $70 million. The Mariners at about $81 million. And it's got the Athletics at about almost at $86 million. $86 million, that's a lot of money. Like, even though it doesn't seem like it, it's a lot of money. That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You know, and the thing that gets me is that if you're going to have basically a salary cap, is baseball basically has a salary cap because the more you keep spending, the more we're going to penalize you. But I think they should also have a floor. They should say, all right, if we're saying you get penalized for going over this, we're going to penalize you for going under, I don't know, $80 million, let's call it. But a lot of these teams, it's amazing what these baseball players make. There's a lot, even with the pandemic and just a 60-game season, obviously these businesses make a lot of money. Their TV deals, what they make off the app and apparel and the merch, incredible. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, think about writing those checks. The LA Dodgers, $250 million. These guys are making generational wealth. They're making the kind of money, you know, I know people bring up the Haas family, but come on, this is the kind of money that these guys and their kids and their grandkids, the amount of money these people are making, it's insane. You know, we look at, you know, there's certain basketball players who make the big loot, and they, you know, they have their pay structure. Football, not everybody in football is making a lot of money. But you got some of these teams in baseball where up and down the lineup. I mean, think about the Angels. Think about how many guys on the Angels are making huge money. I mean, huge money. Can you imagine what those checks look like? Insane. The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone call is coming up next as we roll on right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Remember your kid's first bike ride? You were filled with pride and terror. Now she's 16 on her first solo drive, but this time in a Honda Civic, packed with Honda Sensing safety features and Apple CarPlay so she can check in. Just like we agreed, right, young lady? Right now, get a great deal on a new Civic at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Honda is family. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All righty, let's go to Greg in San Luis Obispo. Go ahead, Greg.
Townie, what's cracking, brother? I think you got a tough job tonight trying to talk everybody off the ledge, bro.
Yeah, we have to do that quite a bit, don't we?
You know what? I'm calling in. I always try to keep it real with you. I try to, you know, tell it like it is. Sometimes we have a difference in opinions, but a lot of your takes I agree with. And, you know, right now it's tough because I'm kind of all over the place with, you know, some of these callers and, you know, guys talking about Marcus Semien and, you know, that's what – I think everybody would love to have Marcus Semien at shortstop, but let's be very clear. Marcus Semien got $18 million for 1 year, and there wasn't a bunch of teams lining up for Marcus Semien. I mean, Semien wanted a three-year deal, and nobody was going to give him that. So, you know, $18 million, obviously it looks good right now. He's a starting shortstop in the All-Star game. He's having a great year. But it's just not that easy to throw $18 million at a guy. And, you know, how good are the Blue Jays? I mean, the Blue Jays are – I mean, they're good, but we got a better record. So, you know, some of these callers – and, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Chris in Oakland. You know, he gave me a good talk the other night when the A's beat the Red Sox. I want to tell him, if he's listening, I got Crown Royal shots for you the next time I'm in town. But some of these callers, man, there's a knucklehead in Yuba City that calls you, and, you know, he kind of had some things to say that were a little, you know, wishy-washy, to say the least. Guys got to calm down, you know, and it's funny for me to be saying that because I'm really hard on the A's. But the one thing I can say that I think is tough for me when it comes to the media, and especially the Bay Area media, we got to quit calling the Astros our rival. That they are not our rival. They are our daddy. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, we can say all the stats and talk all we want. We're not as good as the Astros. I told you that 2 months ago, Chris. We are not as good as the Astros, period, end of story. I mean, that's just the way it is. Can we beat the Astros? Of course we can. But let's just tell it like it is. Their lineup is varsity. Our lineup is JV compared to, you know, if we're going to keep it real. Our bullpen's shoddy at best. I don't think the Astros got a world-beating bullpen, but they don't got to close games out because their run differential is so huge. They don't need a closer. They beat teams by 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 runs. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm starting at tonight. I kind of look at the season as a whole, and unfortunately, we got a lot of memorable losses so far. We don't have a lot of memorable wins. You know, the game we blew against the Yankees, I was pretty upset when I called. There's a game against the Angels going back where I was pretty upset. The 1-0 loss on Sunday. I mean, tonight, you know, we scored 6 runs in 2 innings and we end up losing that game. I mean, we have a lot more losses that we're going to look back on at the midway point of the season than we do wins, when I'm talking memorable. So, is it the end of the world? No. But we're looking at a wild card. I just don't think we got the firepower to beat a team like the Astros. And that's no knock on the A's. The Astros are probably a top 2, top 3 team in Major League Baseball. And the A's just aren't, period, end of story.
Yeah, they're top 4. They're number 4 in payroll. They got a big league roster. I mean, I'm not going to, but you can't crown anybody in July. And I've been around this too long and have seen the A's come out of nowhere and get hot and chase people down. So I'm not going to crown the Astros yet. I'm not going to say the Mariners are out of it yet. We got a long way to go. Injuries can happen. Certain things can happen. We still have a lot of baseball to be played.
Well, if we're going to talk about payroll, let's go bigger picture. You know, I'm kind of looking at things in a different way than a lot of A's fans are, that one of two things are going to happen. They're going to have the vote, and the A's are going to stay in Oakland. Or the vote's going to go the other way, and we're going to, you know, the A's aren't going to be in Oakland. Hopefully they go to Las Vegas. The only bad scenario I can see is if the A's go to anywhere but Las Vegas. If they go to Las Vegas, that's a great move. Obviously, I'd like them to stay in Oakland. I've been watching the A's in Oakland for over 35 years. So I know a lot of Oakland fans don't want to hear this, but at the end of the world, if you're a true A's fan, if they go to Vegas. Now, if they go to Portland, if they go to Tennessee, you know, I'm going to be on the ledge. But I'm kind of looking at, you know what? Vegas is the front runner if they don't stay in Oakland. And that's not such a bad thing. That's not such a bad thing, Towny, if the A's go to Vegas. I think they're going to be able to spend more money when they go to Vegas. I think they're going to draw $35,000 a night if they go to Vegas. If they get a new ballpark in Oakland, God bless them. You know, like I said, I've been watching. You don't think I wasn't, you know, nostalgic when me and my pops went up and watched the game on Sunday? You know, Oakland brings back a lot of great memories. I'm 3 hours away living in San Luis. But I'm not going to be mad if the A's go to Vegas, brother. It's not going to be such a bad thing. I'm an A's fan, man. I'm an A's fan. So I'm kind of looking at it as like the glass half full if the city council vote doesn't go Oakland's way. It ain't such a bad thing, man. It's not. I think payroll is going to be higher if they go to Vegas, obviously, and if they get a new stadium, I think they're going to spend more money. So, you know, you got to be positive about this thing. The A's are a good team. They're going to be at least a playoff team. Like you said, they've won 97 games the last few years. You know, they contend with a bottom 10 payroll, and it's only going to get better if they get a new stadium in Oakland or they go to Vegas. And that's just the way to look at it. That's the positive way to look at it.
All right, Greg, thank you for the phone call. As Jim Harbaugh once said to me, hypotheticals. Let's go to Anne Marie in Hercules.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to you for many years, and I decided to call in tonight.
Well, you know, we've been waiting years for you to call.
Hey, were you at the game on Sunday?
No. I was with my family. I did it from my home studio.
Got it. You know, this was my first game back since the pandemic, and I was so bummed that not a lot of people came out. I mean, I get that it was a holiday, but I mean, we all have, you know, pontificated on why people don't come to the game, but it's sad. I don't know. It makes me sad. I'm a longtime A's fan. I hope they stay, but if the fans don't come out, you know, that doesn't help at all. So, but I had a few things to talk to you about. So, you know, you talk people off the ledge with the A's losing to the Astros. There's still a lot of us that aren't over the cheating. I know a couple of weeks ago you were saying, oh, come on, people. You know, most of the roster is gone now, and we have two of those players from the team that cheated. But we haven't gotten it out of our system yet. And then also, this is just more philosophical than anything, but I find it interesting that in baseball, you can know the rules, you can cheat, you can get a ring, and it doesn't matter. Your rings don't get taken away. And then look at what happened with the track runner, Sha'Carri Richardson, who she was busted for THC in her drug test. And right away, she was disqualified from going to the Olympics. I just find that interesting that, you know, baseball just kind of shoves it under the table. Shoves it under the rug.
Yeah, baseball, only four people got punished, and they were all non-players. Baseball threw four guys under the bus, and what we think we know is that there were far more teams doing it. And baseball wanted to get this scandal behind them, so they probably made a deal with the Astros. Hey, listen, get rid of your manager, get rid of your GM. They went to the Boston Red Sox, they said, get rid of your manager. And they went to the New York Mets and said, you got to get rid of your guy too. Those four guys paid the price. Cora, Beltran, Lunau, and Hinch. Everybody else, it's like bank robbers. They got to rob the bank. They got to keep the money. They didn't get punished. And life just moves on. And baseball wanted this so far behind them that they weren't going to do a full-on investigation and go, all right, are the Yankees doing it? Are the Red Sox doing it? Are the Dodgers doing it? Are the Brewers doing it? I mean, there's all kinds of teams rumored to be doing it. And Jim Crane told people off air at the AT&T down at Pebble Beach that they weren't the only ones doing it. So you're right. You have every right to be angry at these guys because they really never said sorry. They just kind of... Well, the pandemic protected them because the media couldn't talk to them. The fans weren't in the stands. I mean, now we're another year from it. It's just, it stinks. But, yeah, different standards in different sports, and obviously very low standards coming out of Major League Baseball commissioner's office.
Yeah. I mean, intellectually, I know that, you know, most of the team – that team, that Astros team, is not together anymore, but it still lingers. So what else did I want to ask you? Oh, so when you go to the games, do you ride BART?
No.
Okay, so you drive in?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you've had any callers talking about BART, but, you know, because we're still in the pandemic, I had to think twice about that. You know, being outside is one thing. where the air is circulating, but in a small metal tube, that's another thing. So I wondered if that had kept people, if that's still keeping people away, people who don't want to deal with the freeway and the traffic jams, and they don't want to get on BART either. So that was something else. But hey,
by the way, I think you made a great point. I guarantee you, you walk around, people are still wearing masks, even though they're vaccinated, and they'll be in the grocery store or they'll be certain places with a mask still on. I bet there's a lot of people that go, yeah, right now I just don't want to get on BART. I don't want to get in a tube with a bunch of different people I don't know.
Well, okay, so I'm fully vaccinated, and I also have a science background, and, you know, I trust the vaccine in terms of, you know, you got to look at it as bioburden, right? How much are you in the thick of the soup kind of thing? Being outdoors is not so bad if you're vaccinated. But typically, I live in Hercules and I drive into El Cerrito and take the train in. And typically I go about 45 minutes before the game starts. The trains on Sundays are not that packed unless there's an event in the city. So I double masked and I went there, and there were maybe four people on the train, on the car that I actually sat in, and we were able to spread out. So I felt pretty comfortable. After the game, I waited out, you know, the herb garden or whatever you call that breezeway between the ballpark and the actual, you know, where the domed part of the Coliseum. Do you know where that little garden is?
Yeah.
Okay, so I sat there for about 45 minutes, and I waited for the BART platform to clear out, and then I went and took the train. But I'm sure that's keeping people away.
I think you're right.
And then the last thing I wanted to talk to you about was a lot more uplifting. I love A's Cast, and I just can't believe how many people still don't use it. It's fantastic. Okay, so today, I work in Sonoma County. I work in Petaluma, and I have a hefty commute. And I left work a bit late. The game had already started. I put it on my phone, and I'm three counties away. And so I'm driving home. I'm listening to the game. I have to stop at the grocery store, still listening to the game. I have to go get gas. And then three counties later, I'm still listening to crystal clear A's Cast. So if I can convince anybody who might be listening, who hasn't tried it yet, please try it. It's so easy. It's two clicks on your phone and you're in. There's no login. There's no, you don't have to do a user code password. I love it.
Well, let me tell you something. I can't thank you enough for the kind words, and God bless you for saying that about A's Cast, but it's true. You know, I mean, crystal clear versus listening to AM radio, really? I mean, there's no comparison. That's why we try and get everybody, and this is where you're going to get all your content for A's. No one else in the market's talking A's. We're the only place for you to hear Bob Melvin, you know? This is where you get the David Force show. This is where you hear the players. This is where you hear the game. This is where you hear the pregame show, the postgame show. A's Cast should be your one-stop shop for all the A's information that you want.
It is so convenient, and you don't skip a beat. I mean, I was in the middle of an inning, and I was able to go in the store with my headphones on, and my phone was in my back pocket. I didn't skip a beat. It was great. And the fact that I have a 50-mile commute from work to home, it was perfect.
Oh, great stuff. Hey, you call again. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The number is 833-625-2278. A tough one for the A's tonight against the Houston Astros as they lose 9-6. Your phone calls are up next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $20 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
My name is Cameron Bedell, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Drop, drop, drop it like a tailgate. What your mama gave you, baby, let me see you shake, shake. Hips dipping down like the sunset and way, way low. Oh, oh, show them a little bit of what you got. And them tight Levi's that you just bought. Go ahead, little mama, don't you stop. When the beat drops, drop it like a tailgate.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the Home and Auto Bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Let's go to Rob in San Jose. Rob, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, County. How's it going, man? Yeah, it's a tough game. I don't know. I mean, the ballpark is juiced, too. I mean, it talks to viewers about, you know, is the ball juiced? Minute Maid Park, you know, goes by the name. I mean, I hate that short porch. And you got a lineup from hell that just rakes. And, you know, how do you keep the ball and the score down with all those factors unless you're pitching like darts and you're good and you're hitting all the targets? So I don't get it. You know, it's just I did like what I saw the first two innings. I'm like, this is good. They're just moving the cars along, and you know, and it's the easy way to score runs. And I thought they were actually like, I thought it was a catering service. You know, everybody's setting the table. Everyone's, you know, putting food out there. And then all of a sudden they got this what if mentality that, well, now we got to shut them down. And what if, you know, the Astros show who they really are. And they got on this sort of, it seemed like the team was a different energy. Like they weren't coordinating anymore. They weren't talking to each other like a team of waiters. They were, you know, like, well, you do that, no problem. Food served, home plate, you know, here comes another run. It's just like all of a sudden they're trying to crush it and they can't hit the ball. They can't make any contact whatsoever against any of these pitchers. And I mean, of course we need better major league pitching to stop a lineup like this. That's a trade talk I propose. But we also need the team until we get other people and not lose any more ground, you know, grounds in the standings. And I mean, I saw a potential for runners in scoring position table setting and a team that plays as a team offensively, but they're like literally they're in each other's heads, like together as a team. It's an intimate thing. And I didn't think it was just fluky. I thought that, and I maybe there was a little slot pull, but in the beginning, I take the runs either way. But I see a team, though, that isn't not capable of getting to that level intellectually, athletically together as far as an offensive win. It's, you know, you got too many good players to, like, strip this team down and disgrace, you know, that I'm going to say. You got too many – it's just too good of a team to throw away. So I'm hoping for, you know, that you know, they'll think about some critical moves to make the team a better team. Pitching, people who know how to really crush it on a regular level, not just they got power, but they slump, you know, way too much, and you lose way too much ground. You know, way too many games, you're counting on that. So what are we going to do? I mean, can they start calm down and start doing what they need to do, which is table setting? You're not going to do it, and you got to be able to chip away at a team like the Astros. You got to pitch perfectly. Every now and then you're going to crush it, and you're like tempted by that porch over there, Crawford boxes. It's, you know, it's a real good temptation to try to do that, but are you capable of getting around the pitching and launching it there when you could just – you got the whole field. You know, I don't get it. You know, they just don't seem to be able to get the whole field on a regular basis to get those runs in.
Well, they're – got a bunch of guys hitting 215, 230, even under 200. I mean – is that a problem? Hell yes.
I mean, is that approach? Is that approach? Is that a team approach that they need to get a big, like, sort of wake up call? Go, hey, you know, a realization. Like, let's just try to get more table setting going. Let's just commit to it. You know, they did.
Well,
I know. Like I said,
they're not going up.
It could
there.
Have been flop pool.
They're not
in the
going.
First
they're
two innings,
they're not
I don't
going,
think all of it was.
They're not going up there going, God, I want to make an out. I mean, seriously, they're offensive players. They don't want to make outs. They don't want to not make contact. I mean, they're trying. It is what it is. I mean, Michael Brantley's hitting 340. We got guys hitting 215. Not because they're not trying. They're trying. Yeah. They're watching all the video. They're taking all the BP. They're lifting all the weights. They're taking the supplements. Yeah. They're doing it. But you know what? A lot of people in baseball, they're not making contact. It's all over the league.
I mean, you gotta pitch to these Astros, man, or else they're gonna kill you. They're in that ballpark, like I said. The thing,
well,
you don't
by
need
the
a
way,
ball in Minute Maid Park.
If you've looked at the numbers, not too many people have had great success against this lineup. That's why they've scored more runs than anybody else.
You really kind of got to empty it out and stop these guys, try to take these games. And then, I don't know what, trying to recoup. But these are swing games. They're in the division. It's kind of like almost a playoff or kind of do or die thing, because I don't want to throw away these losses. And I don't want to get injured. But, I mean, this is a team you do want to prove to yourself that, you can skin this cat. You can chip away at this team, but it's going to take a lot more of everything working perfectly than all the other types of teams that we've been facing, in the league and on the schedule. This team is a bear, and, you got to be – this is the series, where you can prove a lot to yourself. And, we need to trade. We need to build this team. We need more car parts. I mean, there's parts right now.
Rob? I thank you for the phone call. I do agree. I think they need to go. I think you need to. I think every team's like that. I really do. And it's something that I've asked a ton of people smarter than me. You got a lot of incomplete teams going right now. Teams are really trying to figure out who they are. And teams that are going out and are going to try and improve themselves. So we've got some time. Let's see who improves themselves. But we can't crown anybody yet. There's a long way to go. A lot of things can happen, good or bad, for an organization going forward. But we do know. I have a lot of respect for this team offensively. They've got guys that are flat-out mashers. I mean, you got guys that could be someday in Cooperstown. Jose Altuve could be a Hall of Famer. Bregman could be a Hall of Famer. I don't know where Correa's going to go, if he stays or goes, but if he stays healthy in his career, I mean, these are legit. This is a, I hate to bring a payroll. This is the fourth highest payroll in baseball. These guys are legit. They've won a World Series. They're in the playoffs every year. So it's just not the A's staff that they mash. They're mashing everybody. There's not an offensive machine in baseball right now as good as these guys. And the numbers show it. And, yeah, you got to pitch. You got to be pretty perfect. If you're living in the zone and in this ballpark, they're going to get you. But then again, as we're throwing all this praise on these guys, they were just swept at home by the Orioles. So it's like, I don't know. You can't get too dramatic over just one game. All righty, here is Bob Melvin with the media.
Let's get started with Shayna Rubin.
Hey, Bob. How tough of an at-bat is Yordan Alvarez right now? What do you think about the way that Chris Bassitt approached him?
He had a pretty good game. I mean, he hit different pitches to different parts of the ballpark. He's pretty good with runners in scoring position and, had a couple of game-changing at-bats.
Matt Kawahara.
Bob, did you see anything in particular with Bassitt today? Did he look maybe not as sharp as in the past previous outings?
Well, I mean, he gave up 6 runs today, but he hasn't done that, I don't think, all year. They put together some pretty good at-bats. I think there was a momentum swing in the fifth when we had first and third, nobody out and couldn't score, and then they came back with a 3 spot in the bottom half. But, we gave him a lead. He gave up some hits. Just wasn't his normal game today.
Allison Footer.
Hey, Bob, I know that it's been kind of tough to score runs and recently with you guys. I mean, to come out and kind of come out firing, does it make it a little bit harder? Does this sting a little bit more because you scored so many runs early?
You know what? It's encouraging to see our bats early in the game. We had a really good approach against a guy that had not given up much all year. And to score, 6 runs in the first 2 innings was encouraging, but we had one of those games where they just swung the bat better in the later part of the game. So I don't think, we want to take some silver linings, and we got some good at-bats from some guys that have been struggling a little bit, but got to find a way to hold them down. It's sometimes tough to do here at home, especially when they get guys on base.
Back to Matt Kalahara.
I mean, obviously, you brought Petit into a lot of tough situations. Yeah. Is that about as tough as it gets there with second and third and Altuve?
Yeah, I wish I had one more out. Or, you know, he only has to get one out, but then now he's got to go through, you know, a pretty good tough part of the lineup. Got to throw strikes. They're going to be aggressive. So that's a pretty tough spot I put him in. I told him that afterward.
Well, I think what we're seeing is a bullpen that needs more velocity. You need to see more guys 97 to 100 miles an hour. That's a real key. You're bringing out too many guys that are anywhere from 87 to 93. And you can have some of those guys, but you got to have that swing and miss velocity. And that's the question of what do the A's have to give to go get something like that. But then again, everybody else is looking for that too. All these GMs are shopping at the same store. Relievers are us. And there's a bunch of them in there, and they're all shopping. And each of these relievers, he costs different. So on each aisle of relievers are us, you like that, Pastorino? So aisle one is your guys that blow gas that everybody wants for the postseason. Aisle two may be guys that throw hard, but they might have a little control problems. Aisle three, you might have some guys with some swing and miss stuff, but they don't have high velocity. So when these GMs all go in at the same time, you know, it's like one of those shopping days. Call it whatever the heck you want. You know, the shopping days where my wife and kids have to go because everybody else is going. And that's what you got. You got a bunch of GMs going into relievers R us, and they're like, okay, who's bad? Oh, and then, by the way, on the other side of the store, you got the aisle of starters. But those are a different ball game. When you're shopping, I should say pitchers R us, you got the reliever aisles and you got the starter aisles. Starter aisles are more complicated. But this is where you got to decide, like, do I have a shot at this thing? And who can I go get that makes me a better contender? Because everybody's talking about doing something. All the legit teams. And there's the pressure to go do something. Then there's the teams that stink. And they're sitting back and they're like, oh, bring it on, man. Bring it on. I want, you know. So they tell you to exchange list, right? So as of right now, they're going to ask really high. They want your best prospects. Because they got to be able, if you have a good player and you're going to trade that player, you've got to be able to say you won the deal. You got to go back to your media, your fan base, and say, hey, listen, I understand we got rid of this guy and he's a really good player. But look at the future chips that I got. These guys in the next few years could be, you know, they always build up prospects. They could be stars. And so you can write the article if you're a beat writer or you're from, you know, if you're a broadcaster, you can say, hey, listen, we hate losing that guy, but we got three players that could be really good. So right now the sellers are in a good spot. A good spot until near the deadline. Because the last thing you want to do is you held on to a guy and you didn't make a deal. And then he's walking at the end of the year. Bye-bye. All right, here is Chris Bassitt. You know, this was not one of his best efforts as he goes 4 1/3, 8 hits, 6 runs, 6 strikeouts, 2 home runs. Here's Seabass.
Hey, Chris. You had faced Alvarez a few times before this and had some decent success against him. What was it maybe today? Was it mislocations with the pitchers, or was he just able to beat some of the stuff that you did?
Yeah, mislocations and having no life to any pitch. I mean, if you're going to miss locations, you better have life to the pitches, and I had nothing today. I mean, it really sucks with our offense came out. And then it obviously really sucks to not have your stuff against this team, but I had nothing today.
Steve Berman.
Hey, Christy is saying that you didn't have any life on your stuff. We didn't see much of the 12-6 curveball. Was that why you just didn't feel like you had that pitch in your arsenal today?
Yeah. I didn't have anything today.
Go back to Matt Kawahara.
Is there anything that you would attribute that to? Is there maybe a fatigue factor coming to the end of the first half here, or anything in particular?
Just the ups and downs of the season. And it's just one of those things where it's the time of year where you're kind of trying to get to the All-Star break and then try to catch a second win and then go from there. But I mean, like I said, just we had a win and they took it from us. That simple. And I gave it to them.
Manolo.
Chris, that lineup is very tough to navigate with, but how much tougher are the Astros when Jordan Alvarez is healthy and in the middle of that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that whole lineup's disgusting, but when you don't have your stuff, good luck. I mean, obviously, Alvarez is really good, but I mean, it's not just Alvarez. It's Brantley, it's Altuve, Bregman when he's healthy, Correa. I mean, I'm not saying Alvarez isn't elite. He's really good, a lot of power, but I mean, if you don't have stuff on your pitches and you're missing locations, you're screwed.
Steve Berman.
Hey, Chris, is this something that you kind of knew going in based on your bullpen session, or did you feel fine in the bullpen and then when you came out there you realized that your stuff just wasn't quite where you wanted it to be?
Yeah, just show up that day, figure out who you are on the mound, who basically what you got for the day, and I knew I didn't have much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep, not a happy camper. I wouldn't be either. All righty, here is tomorrow's lineup. But before we do that, it's time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Manaea against Garcia. It is going to be a first pitch 5:10 right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. We will have A's Total Access for you at 4:10, and we'll have A's Cast Live, our weekly talk show, at 3 o'clock. So A's Cast Live at 3, A's Total Access at 4:10, first pitch 5:10. A rough one tonight after such a great start, as the Athletics put up 3 in the first, 3 in the second. But in the end, the Astros would come storming back, and they would get the win 9-6. We'll see all of you tomorrow right here on A's Cast Live at 3 o'clock. Continue to enjoy A's Cast.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
No matter what's ahead, you count on family. And Northern California families count on Honda. Fuel efficient with high-tech safety features like Honda Sensing and Apple CarPlay. Plus legendary dependability you can pass down from one generation to the next. Right now, get an exceptional deal on a new Accord at your Northern California Honda dealer or NorCalHondaDealers.com. Around here, people count on two things, family and Honda. Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever call 911 and Southwest...
Operator?
You're very welcome.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When it's a warm day and your car's AC is blowing hot air, you need some relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and talk to our professional parts people about AC Pro refrigerant recharge kits for your vehicle. Buy now and you'll get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Keep cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts, in-store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and freedom rail bike tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's Battle Axe and Tracks.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Bradley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it. And the A's take a 1-0 lead.
On the run back is Canna to the wall. Jumps at the wall. He's got it. A Joe Rudy type catch against the wall.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast on your device for access to exclusive A's content, including pre and post game for every game.
Laureano going back at the track, right to the wall. He's there, and he makes a phenomenal catch.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.